Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So a couple of local guys that play junior hockey have taken a look at this and they said, you know, maybe there's a way we could start talking about this. And I mean, they're talking about it in sports. But they founded a free mental health mentorship program for high school and junior hockey players so that when you're feeling down, you got a place to go. It's called the Fellowship of Hockey Advancement and is founded by our two guests, Adam Zukowski and Connor. Connor, you say your last name for me because I want to make sure I do this justice.
It's Bizzall.
Connor Bizzall from Elk River. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us. We're really excited.
Thank you.
They come to us via the Shift Real Estate Hotline, they do. Adam, you start with it. I gave a thumbnail sketch. Explain exactly what you guys are on to here. Give us the paragraph version.
So our mission statement is to educate and elevate the experience of teenage hockey players by providing consistent mentorship through one-on-one meetings and game analysis. So basically, we're a free junior hockey mentorship program. It's not specific for junior hockey. It's mostly for kids aged 14 through 21. Our goal is to be mentors, someone to talk to through the entire transition from either going to high school, going to junior, going to like what we call midget hockey, basically moving away from home or going through any transitions in your hockey life. It is pretty difficult, and our whole goal is to kind of be there for other people, be there to talk to us and stuff like that, because we wish we had had that when we were going through the ranks.
Connor, explain what is difficult about it. Explain how it's difficult to grow as a hockey player.
So I think starting off with high school, you make that jump from youth hockey and you're going against players that are older than you, and it's tough for most guys. I know for me, like, it took 1 year to kind of fully transition into everything. And obviously, most of the time you're not playing your best hockey and you go through slumps and sometimes you have someone to talk to about it, sometimes you don't. And then in terms of juniors, I think juniors is a lot harder than high school. For us, we both played on the East Coast for juniors. So we moved halfway across the country, which can be difficult for people. You know, you're away from your family, away from your friends. And you basically have to learn to live on your own and fend for yourself. It's basically going to college just minus the school part. Like, you have responsibilities that you have every day. You have to learn how to manage your time wisely. And the thing with juniors is, like, in high school, you can't get traded. You can't get traded to another school. And juniors, you can. You can get traded to a team in Canada.
Or you could get cut in theory, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. You can get caught. You could be living with somebody and they could be gone the next day because they're off to a different team. And there's so many different teams and leagues that it happens everywhere. And it can get really hard to respond to those types of things.
I want to go back to before you get to junior hockey. And Adam, you start with this. You know, we hear about the intensity of youth hockey. Mentally, what would you tell kids because they're trying to advance, if I had a dime for every time a parent came up to me to tell me how great his kid was at hockey and he's playing on the AA Pee Wee team, I'd be a wealthy man. But it also speaks to how intense that is watched and how important that is, not just to the player, but families, particularly because ice time requires that people go and spend a lot of time at the barn, as they speak. What can that do to you, or how's what's the healthy way, as you look back now, to manage that? Hey, maybe I'm not on the top team right now, but I believe I can be by next year if I have a growth spurt, or maybe hockey's not for me. I mean, all those things are difficult things to manage when you're trying to make a name in hockey.
100%. So we were on a podcast about 2 days ago, and I kind of had to give the same advice, too. It's good to have goals. It's really good to have things to work towards. But once you bring, like, comparison into it, that can really screw you up in the head. And the best way to combat that, in my experience, is to focus on more so the process and enjoy doing what you're doing at that time. Enjoy the hard work. Enjoy working towards that goal. Don't spend all your time working to, like, see how, or to imagine how well or how good you'll feel once you achieve that goal.
But you know, Connor, the problem is we see the Letterman's coats. We see that the girls are drawn to the hockey players or the athletes in general. You can't miss it if you're an aspiring athlete. But being an athlete may or may not be in the cards for you. What would you tell the kids? At some point, by the way, all of your hockey careers are everybody's going to get cut at some point in time. So everybody has to be ready for this. But what would you tell, what kind of a mental training, knowing what you know, should these kids do and these parents do to prepare them for that? And not that you want to think worst case scenario, but to be accepting that they have gifts outside of hockey.
Yeah, it's funny you bring that up, because Adam and I were just talking about it. Like, the one thing we want to tell players and make sure they're doing it, especially in the summer because you have a lot more time, is, you know, pick up another hobby besides hockey. We know so many players that, you know, they grew up only playing hockey. You know, hockey is their life. Hockey is their focus and everything. And it's really easy to burn out at that point, especially in juniors when – when you're playing juniors, that's basically your job is to be a hockey player, and you have a lot of time on your hands, and you got to be able to, you know, be good at something else. Like, whether it's, you know, you get into reading or you're taking classes or you learn how to play an instrument or you're big into another sport too. Like, avoiding burnout is the most important thing along your, in your career. And, we just want guys to be able, I mean, obviously you want to be a really good hockey player, but at some point, yeah, like you said, your career is going to end, and you got to have something else to, you know, go on with your life with.
Adam, there's another stigma, and that is that athletes, if you're playing junior hockey or high school hockey or college hockey or pro hockey, you know, you've got nothing to complain about. You're lucky, and yet you can be. Feel lucky and still be depressed at the same time and not feel good about yourself. It happens all the time. A lot of times we don't like to give that credence or credit. What do you tell the kid again, or yourself or your teammate, because there are times when you just don't feel good about yourself or like yourself, and it's hard to express that, particularly in a competitive environment when you've been raised not to?
Yeah, so I'll kind of go back to that point earlier. A lot of what my experience has been with, like, not liking myself or feeling depressed or anxious, a lot of it has come from comparison. So, like, it would be me watching my friends at college while I sit in bed alone at 8 o'clock at night doing nothing on a Friday just because I'm getting ready for hockey. Or, like, I'm not putting up the amount of points I want to. It gets really difficult when you kind of start looking at all that. Once you learn to break that mold, to enjoy what you're doing, to take a step back and look at how much fun you're allowed to have, things get a lot better. And, like, a lot of gratitude practice is huge. I've done that through my experience in junior hockey, like writing 3 things down every morning that you're grateful for. It really starts to bring things into perspective and make you a lot happier.
The first thing, Connor, that you can be grateful for is that you get to play hockey, right? I mean, that 100%. By itself.
There's so many people that don't have the, like, financial support, stuff like that, don't have the bodily function. Like, some people are handicapped, like, they can't play hockey. And, like, like, I get to play hockey all day, every day. Like, it's the best thing in the world. It's my favorite sport. And, yeah, so when I was a senior in high school, we had this big thing, like, called the senior speech. And you talk in front of the whole school. It was, like, 500 people. I went to St. Paul Academy. And I actually wrote mine on expressing gratitude and how to maintain happiness through that. So that's been a big thing in my life the last 3 years.
And, Adam, where did you go to high school?
I went to St. Paul Academy.
You both did?
No, I went to Elk River.
I'm sorry, I'm getting confused by the voices. You went to Elk River, and Adam, you went to St. Paul Academy, and you met because of junior hockey, correct?
Yep, we're on the same hockey team.
So let's just say you go to a summer practice, and it's the 13-year-old age group, and they say, all right, you two, gather around and give them your best advice of what they need to know over the next 5 years. Connor, you start it, then Adam, you pick it up on what advice you'd give.
Yeah, so I think a lot more people are starting to shine a light on it, but when you're that age, like, nothing necessarily matters. Like stuff that happens when you're 13 isn't going to dictate how good of a hockey player you are when you're our age, you're in your 20s. I think a lot of pressure gets put on players when they're young, and you just got to realize, like, I mean, I've known so many players that have been late bloomers. I mean, like, they were, I mean, I think about myself, like, I was always kind of a B2, B1 youth player, and I ended up being, like, one of the best players in my grade. And I just think when you're that age, like, you just got to enjoy it. You got to have fun. Like, don't get caught in the politics of it. You're going to have hard times. Everybody does in their hockey career, but you got to, that's where you learn how to deal with adversity. And, that's where you really get your wisdom from. So I would really just say, like, just enjoy, like, where you're at. Cause, like, in a couple of years, that's when a lot more factors come in and a lot more things you have to worry about. So just enjoy the process and, you know, don't focus on what's coming on or what is to come in the next couple of years.
It was, yeah, see, you're losing. Was that Adam or Connor?
That was Connor.
Okay, so Adam, you finish up with the same answer to the same question.
Yeah, will do. So my high school coach, my freshman through my junior year, Matt Funk, he's now coaching at Creighton-Durham Hall. Not the biggest fan of that move, but his motto was trust the process. He ingrained it in our minds. Whether we knew we were going to have a really good season or a really bad season, because we've lost so many kids, where you're kind of expecting not to have the best season, but you have to trust the process. If you lost a lot of your pieces, if things aren't going the way you want to, if you put the focus on yourself and do the right things each day, focus day to day, you'll start to turn things in the right direction. So my advice is pretty short, cliche, trust the process.
And another way of saying that to an extent, gentlemen, is focus on what you can control, right?
Exactly.
100% control the controllables. Attitude and effort, that's a huge one too. That's another that strong specialty.
And it's so easy to say. And, you know, that whole comparison thing is, you know, for all of us in life is a dangerous trap. And yet at the same time, it can be the motivator and the elixir that you need, because you may see someone and you go, well, I've got as much ability as they do. If they can accomplish that, I should be able to. So there's a place for it, but it has to be a healthy place, doesn't it?
Yep. Yeah, that's huge, because, I mean, I think about myself, my senior year of high school. So my one line mate, Jack Perbix, he's at the U, he's on the Gophers. And my other line mate, Zach Michaels, he'll be going to Nebraska Omaha next year. So two Division I players. And it's like, I mean, Adam and I have been blessed to play with and against so many great players. And the older you get, especially with junior hockey, like, a lot of guys take different paths, and it's really easy to look at those guys and be like, my gosh, like, I feel like I'm right there with them. Like, why are they getting this opportunity and why am I not? And in the end, that's what ruins you. And you're right, there is a place for comparison. I think instead of turning into a negative thing, you look at those guys saying, oh, like, if I think I'm the same as this player and he's getting this opportunity, like, why can't I work hard to get that same opportunity? It's all about perspective, honestly.
Adam and Connor, one of you give us the website.
Our website is fellowshiphockeyadvancement.weebly.com, and our socials are at FHA Mentors. on Twitter and Instagram. And that's also
FHA Mentors.
FHA Mentors, yep. Twitter, Instagram. And our website is linked in both of them, so it'll be easy to find from there, too.
Going to Buffalo State, gentlemen, thank you so much, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
You bet. Adam and Connor, boy, that's pretty tall order that they're taking on for their age. It's kind of exciting that they're already that far down the road.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.